Questions?
No written questions have been received.
So, can I thank everybody for coming this morning? I just would make one plea, please. I don't think our guests have the full agenda, but that was a full agenda. That was 200 pages odd, printed on both sides. And I would make a plea to you please to try and condense your reports down a bit. Ernst & Young, for example, you could do a lot of nice pictures on there. But we only get them in black and white because we're too poor to pay for photocopies in colour. So it doesn't really do very much for us, the trees and so on. If you could condense it down, it would be a great help. And also, if I can get that through your letterbox in the morning, that's going to set you up for your call. There's a lot to go through. And I appreciate you trying to give us as much as possible. See if you could condense it down. And the internal auditors as well. I'm not just picking on you. Yes, go on, Helen. You suck it to me.
There is a certain amount of information that we have to provide. We are inspected, and one of the themes of the FRC's inspection regime this year is the clarity with which we present to all committees. So we do produce templates. We try and make the templates a bit more user-friendly. That does include the use of pictures, which some people like, some people don't. But to try and break it up, otherwise what you'll get is a wadge of text. So it's always a balance. So I do appreciate that you get a lot of information sort of sent to you. We do our best to try and only provide what you need. Equally, if we send you, effectively, take pictures out, we'll get 20 pages of dense text. And I'm not sure if that's any easier to read or not. This will be for PowerPoint, and we'll do our best here. But there is a lot of information in particularly the audit plan report, the audit results report, that we have to include. By audit standards, even though it's really dull, which is why when we present, we try and focus on the key points for you.
I understand. I accept the case for the defence. But there are some things, for example, when you have the criteria, what is vital and what is dangerous for the local authority, that's when you know the death of somebody, which is repeated several times, because you put it at the end of every single topic. That could be taken out, just put it once somewhere. Do please have a go at reducing the number of pages, because it is a trial. You believe it or not, we have difficulty finding people to serve on this committee, and that doesn't help, apart from bashing them over the head with it. It's not very... Yes, Paul?
Chairman, I was just going to say, I sort of like looked at this at the weekend, and it was a very, very dry agenda this month. So, yes, the mass pictures do actually help wake me up while I'm trying to read it. But like I say, it was a very, very dry agenda. Nothing really sexy, nothing really exciting in there this time. And the more pictures, the better it is for me as an individual, because it does sort of like while away those fun times that I have during the weekend. But thank you. Thank you so much for the report. I would rather have more information than less, to be honest, but I understand where the chair's coming from. Thank you.
There you are. You have both sides there. Take your pick. In which case, can I thank you all for coming this morning, those of you who struggled all the way through the meeting. And thank you for coming, and we'll declare the meeting closed.